USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a surprise statement released Wednesday night on his social media channels, President Donald Trump once again laid out his case for a massive voter fraud effort, causing him to lose the presidential election, specifically criticizing mail-in voting.
It is important to know the problems with mail-in balloting. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, and most other states allowed anyone to get an absentee ballot and cast their vote without showing any ID. The voting took place entirely on the honor system. No identification of any kind was required.
The president also accused Dominion Voting Systems, a company that makes voting machines and voting software, of changing votes for him to votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. The 46-minute statement was released on the president's Facebook and Twitter accounts. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while he was on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling. However, in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits he set a bad example while urging people to curb their travel. He's the latest in a line of officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One longtime senator is making his final rounds through Congress. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, but you're leaving this body. And those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the night of December 21st will be Earth's first chance in 8 centuries to witness what's been called the Christmas Star. On the winter solstice this month, Jupiter and Saturn will be extremely close from the Earth's vantage point, creating a bright point of light that's been dubbed the Christmas Star or the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers say that the occurrence happens every 20 years or so, but that the planets won't have been this close together since the 13th century. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.